Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Moses out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hayes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Nelson moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelson moves to third. Moses moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Nelson scores. Moses moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lottigiani bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Johnson scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ambler moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ambler scores. There goes Nelson trying to get to third. Campbell throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Nelson for the out. It's 4-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Trosky scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Al Milner pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Bill Zuber now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Nelson moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Finney moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Chapman strikes out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock bunts towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moose Salters pinch hits for Bill Zuber. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Mel Harder now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney scores. Werber scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 7-4, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Hayes scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Campbell strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-4 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-4 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.